It is the next to last Friday night of high school football in the state. Next week is the last week of the regular season, and then off to the playoffs. Last night, the number one team in Class A beat North, Bellevue West over North. Jay Ducker had another monster night, got to 90 career touchdowns. He is a Northern Illinois recruit. One of the best running backs in the state of Nebraska, and he's 3 years running. Going to put up incredible numbers. He'll have his name all over the Bellevue West record book. Northern Illinois got a steal. Now, I know when he first got in contact with Northern Illinois, his parents, they loved the visit in the Chicago area. Other schools that were after him, I don't know why, a Northwestern or a Stanford, he's fantastic in the classroom, that they did not become more aggressive. But one of the best running backs, really going to have numbers that make him one of the best running backs in the history of the state of Nebraska, is going to end up at Northern Illinois. What a coup for Northern Illinois. But while everybody talks about the offense at Bellevue West, and rightfully so, and you could have an interesting scenario that in the Class A state final, if the two top teams right now make it all the way through, and there's some depth in Class A, the quarterfinals, semifinals should be really good. There could be some lopsided matchups in the first round in Class A. You could have a former Millard West quarterback and a current Millard West quarterback going at each other. Nate Glantz, who's now at Bellevue West, who's doing exceptionally well in the Mike Huffman offense, and then Tristan Gomez, who threw for over 300 last night, and they beat Lincoln East. You could have that as the state final, those two going against each other. But the defense for Bellevue West is legit. It's really, really good. If you want to venture out tonight or you want to stay in, the Gary Sharp Game of the Week on Cox, Channel 1013, Millard South and Omaha Creighton Prep in a key district matchup. Will you be there, George?
I will not be.
I don't think so.
I'll be at my second job.
You'll be at Scary Acres tonight?
I'll be at Scary Acres tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what character you will be tonight?
No. Right. Thank
you. So people are at Scary Acres. We want them to come up and introduce themselves. Say, listen to the show. They know who you are.
Yep.
Hopefully you won't scare them away.
I'll try not to.
I am seeing pictures from the Nelly concert at Baxter Arena last night.
Yeah, it was lit. Another George Ward for you?
No. That's a readily accepted word.
Oh, yeah. It's in my vocabulary.
I heard it was packed. He was wearing an Adidas Omaha men's basketball jersey. But you don't think that the Omaha men's basketball team, which is en route to play Drake today in a secret scrimmage. Like, everybody knows who everybody's playing. Like, Nebraska's playing Wichita State. Creighton's playing Mizzou. Omaha's playing Drake today. They go to Kansas City next week.
Well, if they don't
secret
know,
scrimmages.
If they don't know, they know now.
So the Nelly. So you said that the Nelly. Who else was with him?
Bone Thugs and Harmony. Mike Jones was there as well.
I do not know Mike Jones. Mike Jones seems just like a casual guy off the street.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. You don't know who Mike Jones is?
Is that a real question? Who?
No, are you being sarcastic? I don't know Mike Jones.
No.
Should I know Mike Jones?
Yeah.
How should I know Mike Jones?
He had hits back in the early 2000s. Hits. I'll take care of you. Coming into our next...
All right, hold on here.
I'll take care of you.
Okay, so this is like becoming a everyday occurrence. Sir, please step up to the mic. You were at the Nelly concert last night, correct?
I was.
Okay, I probably just stepped in it here.
Yep, he did.
Why should I know who Mike Jones is?
Oh.
It's okay. I got thick skin. And it's white.
Okay.
Mike. Oh, you just loosen up there. Like, okay, Brett. Where would I have seen or heard Mike Jones?
Mike Jones had the iconic song. And it's not even a song, it's his phrase. Where it's like, who? Mike Jones. Like, it was memes. It was ringtones. Like, you couldn't get away from
really?
It. It's almost like if anybody comes here to the state of Nebraska, you can't get away from seeing Husker gear. That's when that song came out for Mike Jones, It was everywhere.
Like, I can tell you his phone, like, his old phone number right now. Because it was in a song, it was just so iconic. And I have not heard that song in so long.
So this was early 2000s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was busy in the early 2000s.
Can I ask, define busy?
I was chasing.
Busy.
Perfect.
She wasn't listening to Mike Jones. Mike Jones, that name sounds like if you're going to be in that genre, you should have a better name than Mike Jones. It sounds like some guy that was working across the street, like at Pauly's. He was bartending, and I'm on stage tonight with Nelly, and so I got to make it over to Baxter Arena. How was he?
He was good.
Yeah.
Has
he had anything since?
Nope.
Okay, so he's a one-hit wonder. Nope. Yep. Nelly, he must be a buddy of Nelly's, and so Nelly picked him up, put him on his tour.
I mean, one-hit wonder, but his one-hit wonder will stick.
Okay.
I
really feel bad now that I don't know this, because you guys are like, you are the stupidest.
Shout out to Toby and Mike on Twitter.
Are they crushing me?
They say I got you good.
I was living in Lincoln, man.
I did the Who to him, and he's like, Mike Jones. I was like, who? He's like, Mike Jones.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Almost every song, that's how it started out. Who? Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones.
I'll probably this sometime, like overnight, it'll hit me that I know what this, who Mike Jones is.
There you go. I got you. Are on the bye. We take this weekend and do some homework.
About Mike Jones?
Yeah. I guarantee you, if you do some digging,
you're going to be like, oh.
Yes. I guarantee it, Gary.
Hold on.
I'm not saying you know it'll be done by today, but I bet between now and this weekend, if you spend about 15 just searching, and you'd know. You have to know.
That's how big the song was.
It was iconic for, like, walk-up songs.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at when it was released. I think I was in, I might have been in Wheeling, West Virginia doing professional hockey. I guarantee you that Mike Jones was not, if he was in Wheeling, he was doing time.
All right, you got me there.
Okay, with that said, how was Nelly?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would say, so of the artists, I would say Young Jock, I think, was the best performance.
Mm.
Then Nelly.
You didn't tell me that he was part of the...
Oh, my bad. I left.
Well, they just bring, like, everybody?
Essentially. It was Mike Jones, Young Jock, Nelly, Do or Die, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
How long did this concert last? Like, 6, 7 hours?
Oh, it was long. It was 7, basically 7 to about 11, 11:30.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was a good show.
How was Nelly?
Nelly was good. He stuck to what he knew, stuck to what was the hits, and I liked that. Mm-hmm. Nelly got swole, too.
I know. I've seen pictures. The Omaha men's basketball program, they hooked him up with a jersey.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to be on every recruiting material that they can get out there.
Oh, for sure.
Is that Nelly is a huge Omaha men's basketball fan.
For sure. But yes.
He probably was on stage and he said, hey, man, I'm glad to be at the home of the Huskers.
No.
Mavericks. I'm glad to be here at the home of the Mavericks. When you want to get away?
He didn't do no sports shout out. He said Omaha and kept it there, which I think is smart.
See, I think I should get some love from both of you, not like Ed Lover, is because I don't confuse Nelly and 50 Cent. I know they're two entirely different people.
Thank you for that.
One, that is true.
One, I have driven and like parked a car outside of his mansion in Connecticut and went and looked at it. That'd be 50.
Why is he in Connecticut?
He had a place in Connecticut. It was That's really nice. It was for sale. So I was with a buddy who used to work at ESPN, and we were in the Bristol area where he lived, and we went and looked at his place. All right, there's a little side. I'm trying to make up for my lack of Mike Jones knowledge here.
You're good.
Knowledge. I guarantee, though, you will know.
Well, I'm trying here. People are trying to help me out here. You got to remember, there was a lot of stuff going on in my life back then.
I give you that. It'll click, though.
When you're hanging out with professional hockey players, they probably aren't.
I think they might have had some Mike Jones.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Did you get backstage?
Yeah.
Did you meet Nelly?
I didn't even get to meet Nelly. He was kind of in his own little
What about
corner.
Mike Jones?
I got to meet everybody else. Yeah.
Did when you met Mike Jones, did you go with that same voice that you
did? I did not, because I bet he probably has ran into that so many times that I feel like when you're backstage, you can't be a fan. You got to...
Yep.
Be a normal individual. Because I feel like if I would have been like, who? He'd been like, this mug. Like, I would have got all my rights ripped.
Yep.
But instead, I hit him with the cordial. How's it going, Mike? Good to meet you. You know, have a good show. And
oh, you went Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know if you
got. I wanted to, though.
Mr. Jones.
I'll tell you, Gary, I so bad wanted to be like, who?
I think this is a missed opportunity for you.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. We'll never know. But I was about 80%. I was going to do it. And then the other 20 was like, let's not.
Hey, so was the place packed?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of college kids?
No.
Really?
It was a very diverse, both color and age.
Okay.
Very diverse.
Okay. Just kind of like Omaha?
Yes. I'd say front row was probably young college.
Okay.
And the sides were about me and George's age. And then a little bit in the back. And then every now and then you see anybody that was for sure about 35 and up. Like, it was very mixed.
Many kids there?
No.
All right.
Nope. This was for sure, if I had to guess, the youngest might have been about 20. If I had to put a number.
Okay.
20 and up.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I look forward to the next time that Mike Jones is in town that you and I will go and meet him.
We should.
And then I can get away with saying, woo!
You can do that, and then me and Georgia look at Mike and be like, he's new.
Just go with it, Mike. Just go.
I'm new.
He don't know.
That's a twitty. No Husker hangover this Sunday,
nope.
Correct?
They're on the bye, and so are we.
All right. Bye-bye.